I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session from May City Council for Monday, February 28th, 2011. First item on our agenda is to review tonight's agenda for our regular council meeting. So we'll go items 3A through 3C. I don't believe so. Okay. Items 3A or 3A through 3C. 3D through 5A.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Just a reminder, item 3D is a recommendation for denial.
Brasco has not come in to pay their fees, and they have not withdrawn their application yet at this point. So our recommendation is for denial.
They don't pay, they don't play. Is that our official policy?
That's it.
Good policy. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else, 3D through 5A? Items 5B through 5F. Items 5G through 5J. Items 5K through 5M. Items 6A through 6G. I know, I just want to make sure. Items 6H through 8C, item 8D and 8E. Okay. Great. And the next item is to hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Oh, you know, I apologize. I forgot to excuse Councilmember Kavanaugh, who is out ill today. We hope that he gets better. And Dennis, if you're listening or watching, please get well. We miss you. Any other reports? Just quiet.
Okay. It's a long game.
Oh, spring training started.
I'll talk.
Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I attended the opening game of spring training yesterday, and it was well attended with the most beautiful view ever. Blue sky, little puffy white clouds, and snow out on Four Peaks and the Superstitions, and it was the best ticket in town, as it was this afternoon.
It was beauteous.
Yes, beauteous. Absolutely beauteous.
Thank you.
And one other thing.
Yes.
Sunshine Acres Optimist Barbecue. They had their 51st annual Optimist Barbecue, which is their big fundraiser at Sunshine Acres. It's always the last Sunday in February, so put it down on your calendar for next year if you missed it. But it's a very nice time. It's a good opportunity to see what goes on at Sunshine Acres and meet the kids and their choir and their horse program and everything. It's a lot of fun.
I would like Sunshine Acres Pessimist Barbecue.
Thank you.
Well, you know what a pessimist is. Optimist with experience.
Okay.
Mayor, I got one thing.
Continuing on with Del Carnegie course. We got Councilmember Richens.
Friday morning, I had the opportunity to attend the Friends of Transit Conference in Phoenix with several of our stellar staff members who usually have Friday off but spent the day at the conference. Talked a lot about the challenges to transit and transit funding throughout the valley and what people are doing to keep a good transportation system going as gas prices rise and budgets get cut. So.
Thank you for reminding me that. I did have the opportunity when I was back in Washington, D.C. last week to meet with Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood, which was very interesting. This was a leadership meeting, so there weren't a whole lot of mayors there. And the thing that fascinated me was I thanked Secretary LaHood for the recent inclusion of the our light rail extension in the federal budget, which actually was a stretch, because when we got approval on this extension last fall, they were well into their budget process. As a matter of fact, we're at the end of the budget process. And what we were told last late September, October, when we were back in Washington meeting with the Federal Transit Administration, was that it probably wouldn't get into the budget. And through a lot of good hard work some things that did make it in the budget. And the thing that interested me was that when I was talking to Secretary LaHood, now this is what's I think is where we really get a benefit from developing these kind of contacts is that as I'm talking to Secretary of Transportation, who has overall responsibility, as you look at it, for all the aviation, highways, rail, for the entire 50 states plus all the territories plus everything. I mean, this guy has a big job, and he's talking to me details about our 3.5-mile light rail extension that he knows about. And he knows about Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. And he said, you know, we really, really worked hard to get your light rail into our budget. It was very important to us. That was sort of a cool feeling to feel that the Secretary of Transportation, and through a lot of work from a lot of people, had a personal interest in that, but also, you know, the success of Phoenix Mesa Gateway. It helps that he's from Peoria, Illinois, and one of the most successful flights that Allegiant takes is nonstop from Gateway to Peoria, Illinois, and I always kid him about that. And Allegiant is very important to Peoria also, so there's a connection there. And it pays off to work and to get those things. And I just want to let you know. Now, there are people who talk about, why are you doing this at this time? Well, remember that light rail is funded by a combination of federal and regional. And light rail was approved by the voters in Prop 400. And so we're just finishing out a project that was actually driven by voters. And that money on the local level is not available to spend on other things. It was one of the primary issues in Prop 400 was that items that are approved for certain uses cannot be shifted between categories. So for many who would say, well, gee, you've got that approved, but why don't you spend it on this? Well, the proposition that voters approve does not allow that. And so it's targeted for light rail. It's important for us. And to have the federal government step in through their normal appropriations process and include this at a time when the funding is iffy because of the whole atmosphere in Washington and everyone wanting to be careful about how we spend money, but it's in the program, and it was not something that just sort of fell into there. We had a lot of people who worked hard to get it into the federal budget, so that was a interesting little story. So I felt good as mayor to be able to know that we're on the radar. And some of the stuff we're doing here is noticed at some of the highest levels in Washington, which is good. It means we're doing something right, even if by accident. Okay? Anything else?
Actually,
two
more things.
Yeah.
Two more things we failed to remember, but the opening at the Arizona Museum for Youth, the play ball, the Cactus League Experience, opened last Thursday. Really a well-put-together, fun experience for the whole family. So that's number one. Number two is the opening at the Arizona Museum of Natural History, the Return to the Sea of Cortez, which was it's a great exhibit, and there's just lots of great history, and we have some really cool stuff right here in Mesa. You have to check that out. And do you know where the Sea of Cortez is? Because I failed to remember until I went there.
I do know where the Sea of Cortez is.
It's very fun.
Do you know where it is now?
I do. Yes, I do. Okay. It's very cool.
And I won't ask you where it is because
right down the street, and you probably can
see. Sea of Cortez is right down the street. Yes, it is.
No. Three. Do we still have Target? Three for three Sunday events going on.
Three for free is this Sunday.
Is it this Sunday? So you can hit all those wonderful museums right in downtown Mesa for free.
Great thing to look at. Yep. Yes. Play ball also is, speaking of play ball, I stopped by the play ball exhibit at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, which is the play ball legacy trail. Legacy trail? What do they call that? I'm sorry. It's legacy trail. And there's actually four different exhibits going on, one at Amy, one in Scottsdale at the Scottsdale Historical and Pink Pony and Don and Charlie's. Arizona Historical Museum, which is right there in the Papago Park area, and then at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Museum, they have it's an exhibit place up on the gate level in Terminal 4, and they have a neat little thing there, all basically born out of Mesa Historical Society. It was really quite nice. I stopped by there after my six-hour plane flight back, sitting next to a teenager who didn't like to fly. And she let me know very often. And we had a headwind, and so we kept going slower and slower. And she said, "How much longer?" And I felt like, I feel like I'm by my kid. Are we there yet? And she's probably about 15, I would guess. And she asked me, I said, well, yeah, I'm sorry, we're not there yet. And as a matter of fact, with this headwind, it's probably going to take about 45 minutes longer than it was over 100 knot headwind. And I said, so it's going to take long. She says, okay, I have nothing to do. I'm going crazy. I said, listen, I have this iPad, and I have a movie on it. You want to watch the movie? I will let you, because there's like over two hours left. Would you like want to watch the movie? She goes, that sounds really cool. What movie do you have? I go, Toy Story 3. If looks could kill from a 15-year-old. She just put in, no, I don't want to watch Toy Story. Okay.
You offered.
I did offer. I did offer. I offered to share my toys with her.
How was it?
What?
Toy Story 3.
I didn't get through it. This girl drove me crazy the whole time. So I read the rest of the time.
We're early, aren't we?
We're really early.
We are. Okay. Anything else? Mr. Brady, save us from this...
banter. Next study session will be Thursday, March 3rd. We'll want to make sure we get through that one quickly.
This Thursday. Yeah.
And then our next council will be Monday, March 7th. And before that, there will be Sustainability and Transportation Committee meeting at 3:30.
Okay.
Yeah, we may need to talk about that.
Okay. All righty. Any other questions or anything? I'll entertain a motion to enter into executive session. Have a motion from Councilmember Higgins, a second from Councilmember Finter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Councilman Richens?
Maybe.
Okay. Motion carries. We will move into, we are moving into executive session. Thank you very much. We'll see you upstairs in about 45 minutes.